Blog Talk Radio.
Right about now.
Oh! Lush! Talk to him. It's 2K10, think we begin in the hush knot. Block Talk Radio, listen to Lush Spot. Music even hotter than what you stash in a glove box. People like,
you heard the New York rapper that Lush got?
TDI and Lush together, it's like a dream team. A Bronx bomber who linked up with a street queen. Over here, we don't need no softness. The Nigerian prince, that CEO Boston. Lush, like her out there ain't another fam. I'm TDI, dig it homie, I'm a brother man. Violate, play tough and act gutter, man. Snap your damn neck back like a rubber band. I'm in the crib bumping Malice in Wonderland. While you other rappers act like faggots in Wonderland. Race there, getting money is the occupation. Lush Radio Online is domination. Yeah. Bronx, New York, your representative right here, TDI. Shouts to Lush Radio, blocktalkradio.com. Let's go.
Yo, it's your girl, I see Lush live in the building, and it's going down tonight. It's Wednesday. You know what we do on Wednesday. We always talk about entrepreneurship and bringing people on, you know what I'm saying, talk about business. And besides that, you know what I mean, we want to hear the insight about things. And also trying to help you on whatever your aspirations are, whether it be in any type of business. And you're logged in to www.lushradioonline.com. Click on the tab that says listen to Lush Radio or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/radioonline. Tonight, we're going to have your man Ruth Spitz live in the building. Along with that, we're going to have your man DJ Deep Freeze, you know what I'm saying, owner of Sub-Zero DVD. And you know how they get down. They definitely use my thanks. You already know what it is. You know what I mean? Live on Lush Radio Online, man. Let's go ahead and go to the lines and see if I got one of my co-hosts in the building. What's good, Guru?
Yo, Jersey in the building. Irvington definitely in the building. Shout out to Ruth Spitz. Shout out to Sky High ENT. Lush, what it is. T-Bird is Dooley. You already know the Slooties is rocking with Ruth Spitz, so this is a nice little gig we got tonight right here. I'm ready to talk to Spitter. You already know. What's good, Lush? Shout out to Ebony and Cookie, the whole Retweet Squad.
Ain't nothing much, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, I was just sitting here looking at this chick, Cat Stacks, man. I mean, I don't know, have you ever been able to catch one of her YouTube videos, man? I wasn't really interested in the craziness, but, man, I looked at the video, and she's kind of entertaining, man, but I just don't understand her putting a lot of people on blast. She put a lot of people on blast. I don't know if you got a chance to check her out. She kind of blowing up like Tila Tequila did on MySpace. She doing her thing, you know, on Twitter.
Yeah, I just know her. What's on Twitter? I hate Cat Stacks. Well, they're going to be hating because she's here. No, she's here, man. You know, you can't deny it. She blowing up. She probably gonna end up on the trending topic on this Twitter thing, man. Y'all know. Twitter up. The more you Twitter her, you know, I don't know. If you hate,
I mean, they can't be hating that much because, I mean, she is about to become the trending topic. And, I mean, you know, I just want to bring her on the show one day just to talk about, like, how did she end up getting to that point in her life? Like, what went wrong? What happened to her? But, you know, I don't know. You know, it's just, you know, I want to know. Before all this stuff happened, like, what happened to her, you know? Because it don't make sense, you know? Because she's going hard. I mean, she's going way beyond being hard, man. I don't understand that. But, I mean, it is what it is, you know what I mean? But, yo, shout out to Cat Stacks out there doing a thing. I don't condone people being on blast, but, hey, you know, it is what it is, but I'm telling you, man, and she blowing up. She gonna get a book deal like a Superhead and all them other cats. So hey, it is what it is. You know.
Yeah, people feed off that anyway, so you know it's gonna sell. Actually, that sells more than records, man. So you know, it's like kind of crazy, man, right now what people is feeding into and what they want to do. People just have a natural voyeuristic, you know, tendencies, I guess, you know, and especially when they're not really, you know what I mean? So, shout out to everybody. Listen, y'all know if y'all put this valuable information in people's possession, you never know what they might do. So watch yourself, you heard?
Yep.
Watch yourself.
So, well, and we live right now on Lush Radio Online. You know what I mean? We always talk about entrepreneurship tonight. And tonight we're going to have Ruth Spitz live on the line, up and coming MC doing his 1-2. And along with that, we also want to have our man from Sub-Zero, the owner of Sub-Zero, the one, the only, you know what I'm saying, DJ Deep Freeze live in the building. We got our other beautiful, beautiful, wonderful co-host, the one and only Ebony. What up, boo?
What's going on? What's going on? How y'all doing today?
What's up,
man? Ain't nothing much, man. Everybody's feeling good. Everybody's feeling good, Ebony. You got some quick shout-outs before we get into it?
Definitely. I want to shout out my boy Genius for the link so we can get these sponsor packages off the hook. Start getting it in, making a few little bit of adjustments, and then we're going to have it out for show and tell, so y'all can get at that. I want to send a shout-out to you, Les, my beautiful co-host, and also Guru and Cookie, who's our wonderful program manager, and all the listeners today.
That's what's up. We're going to go to the line and see if we got Ruth Spitz live on the line with us, rocking with us, hard body. Let's see what's good with them. Is this Ruth Spitz live on the line, rocking with Lush Radio Online? What's good?
Oh, yeah. Spitter, I'm in the building. What up?
Spitter, boy.
Ain't nothing much, man.
What's the word?
Yeah, man. Queens, man. I know you the Queens, man.
You're ready.
Right. Irvington in the building, baby.
Yeah, shout out to Irvington. I just left Irvington. I was out there. I got hella family out there.
That's how we do, man. You gonna tell T Bird and Dooley you on the show right now. I'm about to hit Killer Slooty up right now on the Twitter and tell him you with us. Yeah, I'm about to tell him right now. You know he's gonna tune in. I'm gonna tell him to call Bird up.
Yeah, call him up.
No doubt. I'm about to be on that right now. And I'm about to light up your Twitter, fam. Follow us on Twitter, man. What up?
Definitely. I'm not following y'all now.
Nah, follow us.
I'm about to do that. Yeah, I thought I was already on the line.
I'm gonna hit you up with all the fam, all the team members.
All right, cool.
Right now. All right,
yeah. Shoot that info.
Yo, real recognize real. You already know.
You already.
Hey, Wu, let's go ahead and give you some Lush Radio love real quick.
Please.
That's what's up. Appreciate it.
I know.
Appreciate it.
Farmers.
That's what's up.
Farmers all day, every day. You already.
All right.
Hey, Ru, before we get into it, you got any shout-outs to anything, fam?
I mean, shout-out to everybody. First of all, shout-out to Lush Radio, you know what I'm saying, for reaching out, first and foremost. And then other than that, shout-out to everybody that support Ruth Spitz, the whole Fine Ice movement, the whole Slooty movement, Sky High movement. And you know what I mean? And that's what it is. We're going to keep putting out good music, you know? Shout out to old Queens, old New York City.
That's what it is. Definitely shout out to Queens and everything. I actually was out there last week or so, out there for Tucson Ali's EP release party out there, Seth Black joint out there on Sufton.
All right, you was out there. You was in the hood.
Yeah, I was out there for a second. But, Rue, man, I've been hearing about you for a minute. I've been getting emails and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, you know, it's ironic that you're on the show today because I've been getting emails and stuff about Ruth Spitz. I was like, who is this cat? You know what I mean? Who is this cat? And then we finally get you on the show, so you're here to tell the world. But I've been intrigued and heard about you for a minute, actually, since maybe like the year before last I was hearing about you, Ruth.
Okay.
You know? So, I mean, tell the people what, you know, got you into the whole music industry, and tell me where you got the whole name Ruth Spitz from.
Ruth Spitz came basically from my name is Rudy, you know what I'm saying? So Rue is just, they call me that for short, just a little nickname. And then, you know, like in the hood, when I first started rapping, you know, in the hood, anything you say you do, like somebody got to co-sign you or you're not official. Like you could tell somebody you do this, that, and the third, and they like, oh, word, and then they going to go back and do their homework on that. So when basically when they used to do their homework, like, yo, you ever heard Rue rap before? And then the response used to be like, yo, I ain't going front, Ruth Spitz. You know what I'm saying? And then it just was like Ruth Spitz. Like, that was always the response, and then it just stuck like Ruth Spitz.
Oh, okay. All right. And what made you say, yo, this is what I'm going to do. This is my calling. I'm going to get into this music industry. I'm going to be an MC.
Well, you know, we used to rap for fun back, like since junior high school, you know what I mean, schoolyard, lunchroom, just doing it. And then, like, my boy, one of my closest friends, he had got a record deal. He had caught a record deal with Slip and Slide, his name Nico Crum. So, you know, he was working down there. He worked with Trina a lot on the first album, you know what I'm saying? He worked with her, like, for, like, 80% of that project, actually. And he just had got the opportunity first, and we had started a group called Crumb Corp, and it was me, him, Olivia was in the group too, that was in G-Unit, a couple more local cats, and it just started like that, you know, they caught the opportunities first, and then, you know, they was just like, yo, you know, if they get a chance, they gonna definitely, you know, reach out, and then that's what they did, and we just kept going from there, just, you know, that was the introduction. I probably was about 17, 18 years old maybe at that time.
Okay, all right, that's I know my other co-host got some things to ask you.
Yeah,
but the ladies are always first. You know, the ladies are always first. So
ladies first all the time.
How you doing, Rue?
What up, baby? What's good?
What's good? During this Cali weather. My question for you is, how was it maintaining the people that you began with, you know what I'm saying, to now? Like, let our listeners know, you know, how important that is and, you know, what's the importance about doing something in that nature.
Can you repeat the question? Because the phone was breaking up. I apologize.
Okay. Being with the people that you started off with, you said you started at 16, right? Let our listeners know how important it is to maintain your team.
Oh yeah, it's very important because truthfully what kept me relevant throughout the years, like she said, like, you know, you probably heard of me, some people heard of me 2-3 years ago, maybe even 4 years ago, and you definitely have to have that team that you came in with, because that team that you came in with, they really believe in you, because, you know, it was never about the money in the beginning, you know what I mean? Like, in the beginning it was just a group of people that's like your core fan, like, yeah, that's your original fan base, like, you know what I mean, that's your fan base before anything, and they was willing to just invest time into pushing you and helping you go to the next level. So how can you exclude those people? You know what I mean? They're going to be the most honest with you, you know, because they've been knew you, and they're going to tell you what other people's not. You know, everybody else that come along that you meet as you take the journey is just, you know, it's business, like, you know what I mean, you might make a few relationships, but for the most part, you know, it's all business. Once the business ain't really going right, or once you're not hot, or once you're not relevant, ain't too many people going to be checking for you. But those people will still be there trying to come up with a strategy to get it back popping again. So, you know, you got to stick with your original people you came in with. I believe that.
That's what's up.
Wow, that was real. That was real deep. Batter, swing, goo. What up?
Oh, no doubt. Yeah, man. I'm just shouting out that gourmet mixtape that Rue had out, you know, because out, like, in my days, like, Twitter, when I was rocking, me and Killer Sooty rock hard together, so I'm like, I'm just going to ask him about some of them joints on the gourmet mixtape, that I'm really a fan of that gourmet mixtape. I go line for line on a lot of those songs, man. I just want you to tell, like,
appreciate it.
Yeah, man, you already know how
yeah.
I do, man.
And that's
on iTunes,
for the people that don't know. They could download that. And I got Dirty Dishes next because, you know, we did the gourmet, so now we got to clean up.
Yo, I want to just say something, man. since the Gourmet was almost, the Gourmet to me is like an LP. It's not even, it don't even sound like a mixtape. Just for everybody that's listening, man. Tell everybody what went into that, man, how you was going in. You went in with that joint, man.
Appreciate it. I mean, we was in the lab, and then it was just like, damn, like, you know, everybody dropping mixtapes, a million mixtapes on the street. I was like, what would make my mixtape stand out from all these other artists' mixtapes? And then, you know what I mean, originally we was like, yo, let's try to do the visual mixtape, you know what I'm saying? But then we was just chopping it up, and we was talking about how when we grew up, the artists that inspired us, like what moved us about them, it was their creativity. Like when we used to listen to the Wu, like everybody had a different style, and it was crazy, and the concepts they was coming with was bananas, like, you know what I'm saying? Like back then, every rapper had a different swag, and now everything is kind of monotonous, like, you know what I'm saying? So I just wanted, like, yo, let's do a creative mixtape, a concept mixtape. Let's feed them, like, let's feed the people. Mm-hmm. Let's make the Gourmet, like, you know what I'm saying? Because they hungry out here. So that's how that concept came up, you know what I'm saying? And we just did that, like, you know what I mean? Let's feed the streets. So we did the Gourmet. And it's a three-part series, actually, you know what I mean? The Gourmet was just the first part. Then it's Dirty Dishes. Then I'm taking out the trash like you do after you cook, you cleaned, and you take out the trash. You know what I mean? So look out for Dirty Dishes next. The Gourmet is on iTunes. Then we taking out the trash.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it is.
You know what I mean? So it just make it like if you picked up the Gourmet, now you know Dirty Dishes is coming. You will want to hear Dirty Dishes like, oh, let me see where the story goes now to. You feel what I'm saying? So it's for the listeners. Like I do that for the fans. Just instead of just throwing music out there, let's make it mean something. Let's make it climax. Let's make it go somewhere. You know what I'm saying? Keep them following. So that's for y'all, just to keep it a little more interesting.
Yeah, that joint definitely belong on iTunes. It definitely belong on iTunes, man. It should be for sale, for sure.
That's just supposed to be for sale, bro. You can download it. Yeah. And if you don't download, go to that Piff, listen to it for free, man. I just want you to get the music at the end of the day.
Boo, I don't know. You're sounding kind of echoing over there. You're kind of echoing a little bit. Switch phones or I don't know what the situation is. You're echoing over
there. All right, let me see.
The other thing I wanted to ask you, Roo, you got a nice fan base. You know, people are definitely, you know, rocking with your whole movement, man. What you think were some of the, like, biggest challenges for you, fam?
Making a name for myself without being down with a major movement out of New York City.
Mm.
That was hard because, you know, like, in the city, everybody looking for a cosign, like, who is he down with? And I was cool with you know what I mean, like, almost every movement, you know what I'm saying? Like, Dipset, G-Unit, you know what I mean? Like, I'm really close with those dudes. Those are a lot of my homies. So, but, like, just doing me trying to build Roo Spitz and what I'm about instead of just getting down with another movement that's already popping would have been a little easier, and I probably would have got more promotion. But we just try to build something from the ground up we could call ours. So I think that was the hardest part because it's like, you got Diplomats popping, you got D-Block popping, you know what I'm saying, you got G-Unit popping, and then here come a solo artist, and then it's like, all right, who he down with? Like, yeah, all right, but who he down with? Who co-signing him? We're putting a stamp on this guy. And just to remain relevant without the stamp, I think that takes, you know what I mean, that takes a lot.
So you feel like the main thing, like, you know, for most artists, you know, because, I mean, in New York, mainly, we all know that, like, the difference between New York and the South is the South people are more coming together to support one another. But in New York, it's like everybody and their mother's an MC. You know, everybody's doing their own cookish thing. So nobody wants to be a fan no more and support one another, you know. And that's the big problem we're having over here on the East Coast, you know, is people versus everybody want to do their own thing and working together to push cats together. So you feel like more like, you know, you have to have a big squad in order for you to, you know, take it to the next level or somebody to co-sign you that's already made it? Do you think that's what the situation is?
A little bit, yeah, no, but, you know, because I think, like, yeah, it is like that initially, yeah, the co-sign helps a lot because the brand is already built. So if you just come in under the brand that's already rocking, that people love, you know, they more receptive, like they'll mess with it more, you know what I mean? Then when you just come in like, all right, this is me and I'm doing me, then it's like, all right, who is this guy? But if you put out a lot of good music on a consistent rate, I think, you know, you start to see the turnout. Like, people just want to know you're official because a lot, like you said, everybody raps. So a lot of artists come and go. Like, you might want to, you know, mess with an artist's music, but, you know, he might not even be a real artist. Like, he might just be, you know what I'm saying? So how I'm going to get into that? And then he ain't going to keep hitting me with nothing. And then after, you know what I'm saying? So I think if you drop a lot of music, a lot of good music at a consistent rate, the people will start to notice, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, you can't stop good music. That's one thing. So if the music is good and it's getting out there, you're going to get your break.
That's true. Since we always talking about entrepreneurship and we always talk about business, How important is it to have your business together, backing yourself up with when it comes to your music, with copywriting your stuff, with making the best business deals when it comes to yourself, not going after the whole glitz and glam, because sometimes not everything that gold is gold, you know? How important is that for the people out there?
Yeah, you gotta get your business straight, because you just be in a situation where you see yourself trapped in, because you done put yourself in a lot of different situations that, you know what I'm saying, like you didn't really, like, look at from every angle. Like, you just saw, like, I need to get on, because some people got the attitude, like, well, I'll take a bad deal, and then hopefully I do good, and then I'll renegotiate. But what really end up happening, they take a bad deal, they take another bad deal to buy them out the first bad deal. So now you still owe double the money you owed the first deal, because now they bought you out of that deal. Now you owe them, and they, you know what I'm saying? So it's just crazy. And then now you don't know what they negotiated. They might work that way. They still get a piece of you off of you, where they just giving up a portion of you. Just remember, when you're the artist, you're negotiating yourself. Like, it's your livelihood. Like, you're the product. So you got to take that into consideration. This is different from selling a product, but the product is actually yourself. So you do the knowledge on that.
That's real talk. That's real right there. You got a song called Can You Feel It? And we're going to go into that real quick. And I see we got some callers for you, callers. We're going to bring y'all on in a second after we come back from this song. And you guys can, talk too. Rule spits in a quick second. Make sure you answer between 1 and 2 seconds. If you don't answer what that time when I call on you, you move on to the next person. Rule, can you introduce this song, Can You Feel It?
Yeah, this joint is Can You Feel It, you know what I'm saying? What we basically did was take the old Fat Boys record, Can You Feel It, you know what I mean, and then we flipped it. I heard it one day, one of my older dudes was playing it, telling me how hot it was in the 80s. So then I was like, yo, I like that beat. Let me go in. I made my dude Rick Steele. Shout out to Rick Steele. He produced that. And we put it together. And I think it's a nice song to go into the summertime, springtime, you know, fresh out the car wash music, you know. So, you know, Can You Feel It? Let's do it.
That's what's up. We definitely need to get you with the Fat Boys, because I've been talking to them
hot
on Twitter. Okay.
You do?
We got to get you with the Fat Boys. Yeah.
Yeah. If you could put that together, I appreciate it. Like, maybe we get them in a video or something. Like, that would be so heavy. Like, the Fat Boys is legends. Like,
yeah,
I remember
man,
that
I
movie
that
they had still. That was my movie. Word. Like, I was like, I had to be like 6-7 years old. Like, I remember it, though.
I remember that movie, too.
Yeah. What was it called again? It wasn't
Disorderly.
Crush Groove. What, huh?
Disorderly.
Oh, man. That movie was so funny.
It was.
Yeah,
it was,
man.
Yeah, that was hot. Yeah, if you could get me with the Fat Boys, that would be dope. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Me and they, I think Prince is even out in Cali, in Ebony's area. And the other one, he teaches fitness and stuff like that. But
okay.
He actually sent me a drop for the show. But we're gonna try to see what we can do, man.
Yeah, maybe Lush Radio could put that together and get the exclusive on that right there.
Yeah, let's see if we can do that. But I'm gonna go ahead and go into the song, and when we come back, we're gonna get in with these other feel it. Who spit Lush Radio, let's go.
When I'm cruising through your block, face bumping no top, that's hot. Then I turn it up, I turn it up. How the temperature change when I step in the spot, cause I'm hot. I'm burning up, I'm burning up. I'm from the city of bright lights.
lights, stars, and pretty cars. But big money is known to play the bar. Flash all the bars, our bras are going hard. Dope boys in the building, baby, it's no facade. Fascinated how we show out and blow to the law. Rolling up cigars, screaming the law. Let your man chest poke out and he get moked out. VIP spitter, stay velvet roped out. Catch me in the spot in the section that smoked out. Red carpet style is the way we roll out. Couple trucks, couple Europeans, is mostly what we be in. Wrestlers, Lila, M.E.N.s, they gotta let it in. Big money, what we seeing? While we ball, watch like they refereeing. I wanna know, feel this beat. When I spill the heat, I kill the streets. When I'm cruising through your block, face bumping no top. Then I turn it up, I turn it up. How the temperature change when I step in the spot? Cause I'm hot. I'm burning up, I'm burning up. Oh yeah, dipping my fresh rap, fresh. I'm everything except average. Stepping out with my cold cap. 40 on like who wants that? They say it's hard to break old habits. So we could go at it. Tips come quick when your squad be fly. Have them fly home faster than RBI. Way we do it, have them looking like who are these guys? On the dance floor, getting Bob Marley high. We pop bottles like we just won a Super Bowl. Wrist throws no tits when I fish bowl. Fish blowing through the cookie like Nabisco. Let it bang from the block to the disco. My rock like Hard White and Chris, yo. So put your hands in the air, in the air. You getting money, throw a grand in the air, in the air. In the right circle of a man is a square. Yeah. When I'm cruising through your block, bass bumping no top. Then I turn it up, I turn it up. How the temperature change when I step in the spot. I'm burning up, I'm burning up.
You heard it. Can you feel it? You know what I'm saying? The Reason of the Fat Boys, but it's your boy, Rue Spitz, doing a remix on that. Hopefully we can get that exclusive with him and the Fat Boys on that joint. But that joint was hot right there, taking you back. But a new school twist to it right there. Can you feel it? Rue Spitz live on Lush Radio Online, man. I heard from a birdie that we might have T-Bird and we might have Dooley on the line calling in a few. And I know I got my boy from Boston live in the building. But I'm going to go ahead and open the lines back up, you know what I'm saying, and see what's goodie on the lines. What's good? We back with Rue Spitz.
Family,
what did you think about that song right there, boo?
Man, that song was straight crack.
Good luck and appreciate
straight
it.
Crack.
That's what's up.
Yeah, we need some more heat coming out the East Coast. I be a lot of different places, and I don't like the conversations I'm hearing, man. Like, I be really getting offended how these dudes be talking, man. So we got to take it to that good music, man. Word up. We got to show these dudes you can never count us out, man.
Well, at least, you know, I appreciate you for acknowledging the OGs that, you know, that did the original. Not too many people do that, and respecting, you know, that and throwing your spice on it. So that's why I definitely respect you for that one. And Google, what you think about that joint, fam?
Yo, that was definitely. You can hear me, Lush?
Yeah, I hear you. We on deck.
Yeah, that was definitely.
All right,
oh,
let me see. I'm gonna call from my cell phone. I'm not even gonna hang up.
Who's that? Whose phone is that?
That's
your
phone,
Google. That's my phone. Because I'm on a landline.
Nah, I said that's Google phone.
Oh, right. I'm gonna call right back, Russ. I'm gonna try calling right back.
Right.
I'm outside. Right. I'm gonna call right back.
Alright, that's what it is. And I'm gonna go ahead and open up the line for my boy out of Boston. What up, Real Bugsy? What's good? You got a question for my man Rue?
What's good, Lush, coming through? Yeah, I mean, it's not even really a question, man, but you know, I take my hat off, salute that man on that track he just did. You know what I mean? Because when it comes to doing remixes of the old joints, you know what I mean, a lot of cats don't really fulfill that what's the word, that that homage stage, you know what I mean? But the boy definitely did his thing with the Fat Boys on it, you know what I mean? So salute to him, you know what I mean? And I'm also check him out too, get in tune with his movement and see what he about at the same time, you know?
Appreciate it, homie, appreciate it.
Anytime,
man. I'll see you too on that, man. East Coast got to come back with it, you know?
Yeah, we definitely do, you know what I mean? Like I said, I'll be hearing these conversations in different circles. And I'll be in a lot of different states, and I'll be like, come on, man. I don't even want to get into it, but we got to definitely bring in some heat. But it's all on the music, you know what I mean? The artists and the producers got to step it up, that's all.
Yeah, a lot of cats get comfortable, man. They get a nice little food on their plate, and they stop getting hungry, you know? So
yeah.
They lose that ambition to get it.
Yeah.
Hey, Buzzy, stay on the line with us real quick. I got T-Bird on the line. What up, T-Bird? Sky High and T, what's good, fam? T-Bird, you there? 862, T-Bird, you there? T-Bird, you there?
You can hear me now?
He was just, yeah, I can hear you now. Is that T-Bird?
Yeah, this is T-Bird. Russ, how you doing?
What's
radio,
up,
man? Birdie!
What's good? Bruce Spitzer is giddy. I don't know what happened, though.
Huh?
You know, Russ Radio. So
yeah.
You heard?
We here. It's the movement. Slooties, what's up? Let's
yeah, right now, you know, I got one of these big booty chicks with me now, you know? How you do, like, you know what I mean? I'm up in the suite. I'm in the suite right now. She got the old lady in with me, you know what I mean?
Okay,
we
go with that. That's how you do. We got to shoot that video.
Gotta get that midday love in, you know what I mean?
Nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that.
Russ was good though, baby. You know, I see you be holding it down, you know, the slooty thing, you know what I mean? We fucked with that Russ really real heavy.
Hey, I'm just trying to support y'all, man. You know what I'm saying?
We appreciate it too.
You talking to the guy that be with Nicki Minaj all the time, man. Bruce Spitz, man, you know what I mean?
That's why I love Birdie, man. That's my brother right there on the line. Slooties, man. Holla at us.
For real. He said they wanted to call in and show you some love on the line, man.
I called in to see his Dewey, see what's up with Dewey, man.
That's what's up, man. That's my brother.
You know
we
mean?
Just did like four joints too. That's fire. We put like two of them out.
Yeah.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Dewey in that Lux Radio, you heard?
I'm on the air.
You live.
Hey, yo. I'm live.
You live.
I'm at Applebee's eating steak and shrimp.
Okay.
Wow, man.
You can curse up here?
Only Sky High does this.
Yeah, we got the whole movement on the line. You got they done found Dooley.
What up, though? What up? Shout out to my boy Spitter, man.
Yeah, I'm here. What up, L. Dooley?
Man.
Yeah,
we doing it up. We doing it. Irvington in this joint.
Yeah, Irvington.
That's what it
though. I just left.
You know, Queens. You got the Bronx in there. You got Brooklyn.
So we got the whole
city
on Smash right now. Somebody represent that. The whole tri-state, the whole city.
Listen, I bet your views went up just now. I bet you.
Lush, what up? Holla at us. Lush was good. You got the homies on the line.
Man, she back there smiling, man.
Cookie, talk to me. Where she at?
Let me ask y'all what's going on,
yeah, I'm going to let Dooley and T-Bird talk because I've been chopping it up.
100 tracks.
Huh? Yeah.
You're giving you 100 tracks for 100 nights. Pay attention, you heard?
How was it when y'all guys first met Rue Spitz? How did y'all know, yo, this is the cat I need to rock with right here?
He's one of the guys to me on my list. That inspired me to rap. Well, let me see, Rue Spitz helped us get where we at on the dirty down low. You feel me? Yeah, every time we need that connect, you know what I mean? We holler at Rue Spitty and, you know, everybody in New York, you feel me? So all the top prices,
shit get cut down halfway because we fuck with Spitz and that's family. So all we do is go through Spitz, break the deal down, and boom, boom, boom. That's how we roll.
And Spitz really respected in the game, so, you know, they pay homage to that boy. So you that boy, you know how to do that?
Cut it out. Y'all going to make me blush.
I'll be like, yo, who your favorite rapper? I'll be like, Jadakiss, Dewey, Bruce Spitz, T-Bird.
And can I say one thing? Can I say one thing, Lush? Can I say one thing? Because a lot of people come up to me, like, you know what I mean? Because, you know, they see what we're doing. And a lot of different artists run up on me, like, yo, bro, I want to do this, I want to do that. And then, like, you know, there's a couple dudes I extend myself to, like, all right, you know what I mean? And then, like, but the way Sky High did it, like, they, like, you just point them in a direction. You ain't got to do much. They going to run with it. And then, and they took whatever I threw them and made it so much bigger than it was. And that's why I love them boys right there, because they'll take a situation and balloon it. And I respect that. Like, everybody wanna get in the game, but a lot of dudes be dreaming. And these dudes, you know what I mean, they took it and went crazy with it in a short period of time. See how fast they came up, and that's hot.
We aggressive, man.
Yeah, no doubt. Keep that pressure on them. Keep the foot on their necks, too.
You know? They know what's up, man.
Hey, Ross, you gotta come do a live show at the studio, do it on Ustream. You feel me? Come to the studio and do it on Ustream.
I'm finally like getting an invite like 50 million years later. I'm gonna fight y'all.
Yeah, you definitely need to come down. It'd be crazy in there, too. We got the facility. It's rooms everywhere, man. It is crazy.
Yeah, we got so much booths, man. I don't know where to start to spit at.
We're going like 4 or 5 songs a day.
Booths all over the place, man.
Yeah,
you know, we're dropping one song a day, but doing like 4 or 5 in a day. What's up? What up with it, though? Like,
18?
That's what's up, man.
I'm definitely going to come to the studio. We're going to promote the radio station every weekend, Slutty Radio, for like 20 minutes and we go crazy. Just call up a whole bunch of other rappers and they all just get up there and we just spaz out. Come on, baby. Let's make it happen.
Come up there so we can gun them niggas down. Let's move up there.
I mean, give me my trophy. I got a big bet for me, you know what I mean? This is what I'm gonna do for y'all. I'm gonna give y'all a whole. I don't know who's out there right now in the wind. But y'all wind is like crazy right now, son.
Yeah, the wind
is. Hold up, man. Y'all gotta
who in a trap?
Up.
Who
y'all
in a trap, Bird? Come on, man.
Hold up 1 second, because we got other callers. I'm bring Bird back on the line, but we got some more callers, man. I don't want them to hold too long, man.
Nah, let's get to them. Get to them.
908-202. You live in the building. What's good? With Ruth Spitz. What up?
Shout out to Bird, shout out to Dewey. Yeah, I'm out here getting this money, yo. Yo, the whole Irvington is on point with this Sky High movement and this Ruth Spitz movement, man. We're going to make sure that happens, man. What up,
appreciate
Bird? What up,
that,
Dewey?
Man. Yeah. That's what's up,
yo,
man. That's the streets talking, man. Shout out to Irvington, man.
Yeah,
I mess with y'all,
this,
man.
Google 100, you already know. You know how
Irvington,
that,
man.
Letting
that have Springfield Live.
Let me get to
this
call.
Grove Street. I see that, man. All through Irvington. Shout out to Irvington's hood, man.
Yo, caller from the 908-472. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Ruth Spitz. What's good?
What's good, Spitz?
What's good, homie? What it is?
Yo, it's your boy, RB.
Okay. Where you at with it?
I'm chilling, man. You know, just wanted to give you a shout out to Ruth Spitz.
That's what's up. Appreciate it. You already know, RB. You already know what it is. That's what's up. This is
that's
my dude
up,
right here, RB. I be seeing him on Twitter for a little minute now, too. I be seeing you up there, too. You be promoting the music, downloading it heavy. All right, shout out to my man, RB, on the line.
That's what's up, RB. I guess you definitely believe in everything that's going on. So you got a question for him since you got him live on the line?
Nah, that's my dude, man. I just came on here to tell everyone they got to be listening to Bruce Spitz because he's the real shit.
Okay, you got to listen to him. Listen to that man. He's a wise man, people.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We got another caller from the 857. You're live on Lush Radio Online with Bruce Spitz. What up? 857, you're live on Lush Radio Online with Bruce.
You talking to me like it's Buggy?
Yo.
Hold up. I don't even know what the hell that is. Okay, good night. I can't deal with it.
I'll be ready.
What are you doing?
Yeah, y'all shout out up there, man.
Yeah.
They shout out up there.
They banging on callers. Like, oh, you're not ready.
Listen. I done been in Google House, man. That boy works, man.
Yo, shout out to, yo, if you call it Lush Radio, be on point, because they will hang up on you if you don't got it together.
That's right. Y'all don't got time for all that, man. Wind blowing, all the craziness. Like, come on, now.
Are we still on, or are we cut off, like?
No,
we live.
Y'all live right now.
Oh, you're the players. Okay. Yeah, Guru works, man. Shout out to Guru. Guru 100, man. He works hard, man. I done been in that boy house. All he do is sit in front of that computer. He does go in, man. Because I pay house visits, man. I come to your house. I don't play that shit. I come smoke the house down. Come smoke sour. Your mother don't even want to smoke in the house.
That's my dude.
You still owe me a lighter, my G.
Oh, my God.
We're in the studio every day, so.
Oh, my God.
I like to come visit with us in the studio.
Now, live on Lush Radio Online, we got Ruth Spitz live in the building, and we will be having Deep Freeze from Sub-Zero DVD calling in a few. He'll be live on the line also, but right now you're listening to Ruth Spitz and Chief for the dude from Sky High calling at 347-826-7722. What up, though?
Oh, this radio station is going down up here. I need to be up here every weekend, like shit.
Lush Radio's popping.
Hey, yo, Spitz, make sure we all have Freeze, too. We need that DVD, man. From New York and Queens. We need that, man.
Yeah, Freeze is on deck. You know you got to have some big butts for Freeze. He's dead. No matter what you're doing, just throw some big
butts
in the mix. He's not trying to just hear what you got going on, how nice you are.
I know he wants some butts. He needs butts around.
Y'all crazy.
Or maybe we could put it together, Lush Radio. Put it together, Deep Freeze, Bruce Spitz TV, Big Buzz video shoot.
Lush, you have an extra month here?
Yeah.
Hey, Lush.
Big Buzz video shoot.
Y'all have Ransom up there yet?
Yeah, we have Ransom with. Ransom been on the show.
Y'all have Hitchcock up there too?
You said what?
Come to y'all. Hitch. You know when it was the 18 Hitch? His partner that he used to rap with. Yeah, look. I'm gonna call back and call him. I'm gonna have him on the air with us.
Yeah, Bird.
Oh, okay. All right, Bird.
All right. What it is. Yo, I'm gonna call back.
Okay.
Yeah, Arsenal up there? Okay. Arsenal? Yeah. Y'all ever had Arsenal up there?
Mm-hmm.
The battle rapper Arsenal.
Call them Bird, but they can't cut into my time. You know what I mean? Know what I mean? Bruce Spitz. Know what I mean? We here. Gourmet on iTunes. Shout out to T-Bird and Dooley. You know what I mean? Shout out to Lush Radio.
Hey, listen up. This Lush Radio Online. And, you know, I know everybody reminiscing and all that. But once again, right now, the spotlight is on Rue, and we can't take the spotlight away from him. I know he's reminiscing with his homies, but we got to talk. They're going to bring them in a few, but right now, Rue, we got to stay focused. Tell us about all the new stuff that's coming out with you, if it's a new mixtape, videos, all that, some of the producers you're working with. put that out.
Yeah, I got
there.
The Dirty Dishes mixtape coming next for iTunes, you know what I'm saying? And I'm about to put out like two tapes. One is done. They got all my collabos on one tape. Not all of them, but as much as I could fit on one CD. So I'm about to throw that out. It's the collabo mixtape. There's a whole bunch of artists on there. 40 Cal on there. Nicki Minaj on there. J.R. Wright on there. It's T-Bird and Dooley on there. It's a whole bunch of artists, like, you know what I mean? I can't remember everybody, but it's going to be dope, though, you know what I mean? We get a chance to pick that up. That'll be out, like, mid-May. And, you know, I got the DVD coming out, the DVD mixtape, Roof Spits On Demand, you know what I mean? That's dropping. So, basically, I got my plate full, working on the tape with the Slooties, too, you know what I'm saying? Me and Bird and Dooley putting it together. We about a good 10 songs in, so just expect us mashing, you know what I'm saying, throughout the whole, for the rest of the year from this point on or whenever you heard my music from, I am not letting up. Like, it's just going to be nonstop music. So, you know what I mean? Just stay tuned, you know what I mean? And definitely check me out on iTunes. I got a good thing going on over there with them. So I'm always going to have projects up there. I got two tapes up there right now. I got the Ghetto Entertainer and the Gourmet.
That's what it is. And yes, I love Sky High ENT, and I love me some T-Bird and all them, but, you know, I'm sorry, but the people on there, they got to get their spotlight, and I love them to death, you know.
Yeah, that's
but,
my family,
they are
hell yeah. That's my family. Word, Bird
yeah,
crazy, that's my family.
Yeah, yeah, Bird is crazy, too, but I love him, though.
Yeah, that's my family.
Oh, man, but like I said, guys, so I know my girl Ev got another question for you and everything. Ev, you up to bat?
Yeah, let's do it.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Yes, definitely. So first, I want to say congratulations to you and all your future endeavors. And then I want to ask you, what do you think? Just name the three key elements of a successful business.
A good staff. You need a good staff. Definitely, first and foremost, good people around you that's looking out for your best interests. And you have to be business-minded, too. Secondly, you have to be able to double-check everything that's going on with your staff. Like, even though, you know, people be doing stuff for you, but you got to come back over and make sure everything is done right. And, you know, it's good leadership skills. When they see you on top of it, it make them go even harder. So, you know what I mean? And just, let me see, yeah, good staff, staying on top of your business, going over everything, and just, you know, staying creative, too, you know what I mean? Like, new ways to market yourself, new ideas, and just, like, stay on your business outside of just being an artist, everything else that comes with it. Like, try to take advantage of it while, you know, your popularity's up and people want to do business with you. Take advantage of everything. Like, explore all your opportunities. Just don't, you know what I'm saying, like, limit yourself to just being an artist. A lot of things come with it when you heat up. A lot of opportunities come. Just explore them, you know what I mean? Make your business outside of, you know, you have 2, 3, 4 different hustles, 5 different hustles is better, you know what I mean? A couple ways, different ways for money to come in, you know what I mean? And you'll be all right.
That's some great advice right there. Batter, batter, swing. Your boy, Guru, up that.
Guru,
up
what up?
Yeah, just want to ask Ru, man, like, some people can't even hold their own, like, on their own. Like, on their album, they always got to get features. But I just happen to think, like, not for nothing that Ru could, like, do his own LP. Like, what do you think it take out here, you know, for the cat besides having a hot track? Like, the cats that really need to stick to their craft, like what do you see, like, with the cats, like, what you think of the state of hip-hop, right, the cats? Now, I'm speaking in particular, the cats that always got to get features and make a whole project, and versus the cats that's really, I mean, you know, lyrically, because I know I consider you to be lyrical, and my whole squad, like, you know, as
appreciate
far as
it.
Like, that's there for those cats, like, for y'all. But what do you think about the state of hip-hop and all that, like, right now?
I think dudes really just be trying to sell a product, I'm guessing. So, you know, they don't want to take no chances. Maybe they're not that confident in their own records where they feel like, you know, maybe if I throw this artist on it or that artist on it, it'll help the momentum of the record. And sometimes you have the record labels, you know, maybe they heard the first draft of the album, the artist brought in of the album and thought, like, nah, we're going to come in. You need to put this person here, holla at them. Especially if you had a label like Def Jam that got so many heavy hitters in the building. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you might be on a label that the building might be so heavy where they just sending you like, yo, you need to do a song with this person. You need to do a song with that person or that person. And it's nothing because you all in the building. So I think the label just be trying to, you know what I mean, ride all the artists, whoever's hot. Like, yo, just ride the wave. Like, they got this thing where they use one artist to piggyback. So that means if you're hot, we're going to try to pop at least 3-4 other artists on your wave. You know what I'm saying? So I think that's what it is. It's like a wave thing, like jump on that wave, jump on that wave. And you know what I'm saying? You'll pick up a little bit of fans everywhere. Then that'll help your momentum. I'm guessing that's how they're looking at it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the features is good. You know what I mean? It's good to do your features, too, because, you know, as fans, we want to hear that. Like, you know what I mean? Like, we all wanted to hear Red and Meth hook up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's certain things. You want to hear your artists do different joints. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't mind a Jadakiss Jeezy mixtape or something, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just certain things. Like, that's just me speaking from a fan perspective. Like, sometimes I be having these ideas. Like, damn, this be dope if these artists hook up. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point,
you know,
too.
It go both ways, yeah, but I think, you know, you got to put out enough music where the people respect you individually as an artist and then, you know, do the collabos, too, and they respect it the same.
Yeah, I'm definitely with
that. So that's what it is. And, Ru, I just want to say that, you know, it's an honor to have you on the show, and we truly appreciate everything that you're doing out there, and you're definitely a highly respected and very looked upon up-and-coming artists as an independent artist doing your thing. And I say continue doing what you're doing, man, and don't stop, man. And we support you 100% on Lush Radio Online and whatever we can do to try to, you know, support what you're doing. You know what I mean? Just hit us up, man. And this your home, too, now. You know, you family now. So, you know, whenever you feel like you just want to say what up, or you just want to come through, you know, let us know what's good. And maybe you can have your mixtape listening party on Lush Radio Online. You know?
Right, we could definitely set that up. Yeah, that'd be hot. Shout out to Lush Radio for having me, you know what I'm saying, for reaching out. And, you know what I mean, I appreciate it. And, you know, I'm always going to keep you on the loop, whatever I'm doing. I'm definitely keep the emails coming and let y'all know when I'm doing my functions, too, so y'all can come out. And, you know, like I said, we family now, man. It's all love.
That's what's up, man. Hopefully one day we can host a joint, but I want you to tell everybody the Twitter, the website, where they can download everything. I need you to put all that information out there for the people.
All right, well, the Twitter is /RoofSpits, you know what I'm saying? I got the Facebook thing popping, too, you know what I mean, /RoofSpits. You can check me out. You can check me on skyhighondeck.com, you know what I'm saying? I got a lot of music that come out there, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to them. And, you know, just, you know, look, I'm on YouTube, you know what I mean, World Star, everything. Just look at me. Well, look for me. Wherever there's hip-hop, I'm there, man.
Yeah,
wherever there's music, I'm there. You know, the Internet, I'm all over the Internet. So, you know, just search the RoofSpits brand, man, .piff, everything.
That's what's up.
iTunes,
that's what's up.
Everything. We all over the web, so, you know, holla at your local bootlegger.
That's what it is. Make sure you check for RoofSpits, man, and support this dude and what he's doing. Very humble dude, good dude, so support him, man. And I'm going to try to work my best to try to see if I can get them to at least throw some drops on something or something, because them cats definitely still doing their thing, so it would be great to do that collab on that joint.
Maybe we could shoot the video and see if we could have them in the video. That'll be really dope, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If they
word
be
up.
Available for that, I'll put, you know, shoot the video and then have them come through for a cameo. That'll be so heavy.
Yeah. That would be crazy.
Really
would. That would be hot.
That'll have Funk Flex being like, RoofSpits is the man. He's like, yo, I used to carry crates with the Fat Boys in here.
Wow.
What? But, y'all got
shout out to Chuck Chill Out, too, over at 98.7. He was the first one to blast that record off. That's my dude, first one to really push it.
That's what's up. That's what's
word.
Up.
Free my brother, Bunny Crumb, too. You know what I mean? He up at Oneidas up north right now. That's my manager and all that, but he be home soon. Shout out to him. You know what I mean? I'm manager and artist right now. It's all good, though.
That's what's up. Y'all got any final thoughts? Ebony and Guru with Ru? Before, close that out and move on to the next one.
Yeah, this group, this Future Guru 100, Rube. Yeah, no doubt, man. I just say follow us on Twitter, and we're going to keep it popping, man. Send the MP3s to Future Guru 100, man. I got you, man.
All right,
got
definitely.
Just like I got my Slooties.
Definitely Slooties. You already know.
I just want to say, you know, keep doing what you're doing, and definitely I'm looking forward to that listening party.
All right, thank you. Appreciate
Lush
it.
Lush Radio Online.
All right, thanks a lot, Lush Radio. Thanks for having me, a spitter.
That's what's up, man. We definitely I'm going to hit you on the flip side and talk to you about them drops too, fam, but I'm definitely going to work on that situation for you, fam.
All right, no all problem. Right? Definitely appreciate
it. That's what it is.
All right, anytime, y'all.
That's what it is. Lush Radio Online, man. We just had the one and only Ruth Spitz live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. I don't know whose phone it is, but somebody is echoing retarded, like. but we're going to go ahead and go to some music, and we're going to be back on Lush Radio Online. We should be having the one and only DJ D Freeze from Sub Zero live on the line with us on Lush Radio Online. We're going to go to a quick song real quick, and we're going to have him on in a few seconds. This dude right here got one of the hottest DVD magazines, and you know we rocks with the DVD magazines. He's been doing it for a minute, Sub Zero DVD. And you know, y'all seen the joint with Lethal Lips, and you know we had her on the show. You know what I'm saying? I ain't going to get into detail about the joint, but the joint was exclusive. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to talk to him about that and just talk to him about business in general in a second on Lush Radio Online. So we're going to go to some quick music, and we'll be back on Lush Radio Online talking with DJ D Freeze of Sub Zero.
Yes. Yes, we're chilling in the lab right now.
Uh-huh.
DJ Skiz on the beat.
What up, Skiz?
Bring the drums in like this. We here to really let you know how we come live from the nine every time. Brown bag all stars.
Yo, just how I left it, nothing different on my way out. Recording till the crack of dawn, I gotta break away now. So then I went ahead and moved on up the park slope. F train downtown, rhyme book, headphones. Another rhyme on the grind as usual. I'm living like the day that I'ma stop is my funeral. Don't worry, mom and dad, your son knows the way. Even though I risk it all without a damn thing to show today. But I swear that I won't stop until my job's done. Preaching all my issues until everybody's got one. New York City, you can find us up at Fat Beats. Working, paying dues while we're sharpening on rap sheets.
This tape's popping, I stay dropping. It's nonchalant nonsense. The bomb kicks in the system in which they're missing the targets. Like garments tight, they can't rock a mic right. His though rough, but he got the glow like showing up with a light bright. Night, night, he nullify these lullaby MCs. Like throwing stones at narcoleptics. Rock that panda, sleeping it deep. Yeah, how deep? It's deeper than my train of thought when I'm zoning and you bragging and boasting about the things you got. You need to stop before the seeds go pop like it's a weed you bought up in the park, or it'll spark before even the needle drops. You're seeming lost in my knees, and it seems the game is breeding off the top like missing bras. That means the game's teeming with heathens. I'm a demon, got an angel on my shoulder holding me down. The world is froze, caught up in clothes. What, you just slow for me now? You need to know your history before you can rhyme. Sounds a silly audible doctor coming live for the nine.
And I'm lost, time's gone, I walk a narrow path. I scream but can't hear the tones that the shadow has. Wolverines are pulling me, but cool to see the habitat. I guess the scars show the fight that every single battle has. Matter of fact, I counterattack, cause I'm the first to settle it. Should've known when served like first bites of venomous. Merc mics, it hurts lives, each verse writes a sediment. Walked upon, talk is gone, I work nights and reminisce. The rocky roads, off to lows, a lot to go from where it starts. Refills of E-pills where we chilled and rarely stopped. 13 when started and 17 when finished. It happened at a young age, but rough days diminished. A cynic in the eyes of most, or is it just that I'm a hoax? Didn't know the story, cause was missing from the line of notes. Found my hopes and dreams, cut out what's between. Told you back in 93, it's all about.
It's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in, it's your boy, Special Ed. And when I'm in the DMV, I'm always rocking with my girl, Lush, on Lush Radio Online.
Yeah, it's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. and you already know what it is. Man, we had Roots Bitch live on the line, and then, you know, Sky Hot joined us, Studio and T-Burk. It was live in the building. And you know what I'm saying? We got the man with the plan, man. One of the dudes that got one of the hottest DVD magazine jump offs going down. You man, you know your man K Slate co-signs him. You know what I'm saying? This dude's doing this 1-2, been in the game for a minute. Y'all ain't know what it is. Your man DJ Deep Freeze, the Sub-Zero DVD, live in the building on Lush Radio Online. I'm going to open up the lines for my co-host and bring this man with the plan live in the building. What up, Deep Freeze?
Oh, man, what's up? What's good? What's up, Lush?
Yeah, Deep Freeze, what's good, bro?
Oh, man, what's good? What's happening, man?
Good to have
you
on, bro.
Yeah, I'm in the building. I'm in the building live in the flesh. Lush Radio. What's going down? This is big.
We got to give you some claps, man. We got to give you some love, huh?
Oh, that's love. That's love.
Woo!
That's what it
is. My bad. They love you so much, man. They love you so much. So, you know, I got two of the hottest co-hosts in the building, my boy Future Guru from Irvington, and I got my girl Ebony from California. You got any shout-outs before we get into it?
Oh, man, shout-out to Pat Poose. Just got off the line with Pat Poose. Oh, shout-out to Mano. I'm proud of him, man. He came from the streets. Shout-out to Lush Radio for having me. Y'all real. You know, I mess with y'all. Y'all real.
The word.
That's what it is.
That's what's up. That's what's up. And I'm, you know, I want to say I'm proud of you, D Freeze, because you came a long way, man. You know,
you know,
DJing and getting into the DVD game and just, you know, because it's, you know, it was a lot of DVD magazines, but you definitely did a lot of exclusive stuff, man. And you get some footage that some people don't even get, man. And you know, you got our big brother K Slate co-signing with you. You know, we had him on the show. Definitely a good dude. So, man, tell us how you got into the whole entire game and, you know, from DJing, the transition for that and into the, you know, the DVD mag, fam.
Oh, man, see, I came home, you know, well, I was in jail. I was locked up, man. And I heard this guy they call K Slay. I didn't know him as K Slay, but I'm hearing the mixtape. Everybody telling me I should know this guy. And I know him as KG, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, he had that dude Alpo, who was a big shot at the time, talking on this thing. You know, to make a long story short, I couldn't believe K Slade was my friend KG. You know, it was a small world. I couldn't believe it was the same person. Like, he totally changed his life around, you know. But anyway, so I came home with the same plan. I wanted to get the gangsters that I looked up to and put them on the mixtape. Had them calling from federal prison, you know, guys like Boy George, who had Lamborghinis at 16. You know, he had his own swimming pool obsession that Calvin Klein uses to this day to make their commercials, you know. So I had all these legends calling in, but the kids wasn't, it wasn't recognizing who these guys were. So, you know, it wasn't working out too well. So hanging out with K Slayer, we was bumping into Webby, Juvenile, and, all these every rapper you can imagine, Buffy too. So I say, okay, man, I think you need to help me get a camera. You know what I'm saying? I think I need to film some of this stuff, man, because this shit is amazing what's going on. I don't know if I can curse, but so, you know, Kay invested. He got me a camera, and, you know, I made it do what it do. We made history. You feel me?
Wow.
Yeah, you know. Yeah, I'm just hanging around Kay, the type of stuff I was seeing was mind-blowing, you know what I'm saying? Like Buffy the Body, she was somebody who everybody had on their cell walls, you know what I mean? Guys used to jerk off to her every day, you know. For me, coming home and sitting next to her and being in her circumference was mind-blowing, you know. I had to film some of this. And, you know, I'm around Cherokee. I'm actually in the bathroom with Cherokee and Dior. These are the top porn stars. I'm actually hanging out with Pinky, you know, Pinky. I had to film some of this, you know, and, it worked. You know, not everybody gets to see all that type of stuff. So I brought what you can't see to the world. You feel me?
Yep. That's real talk. And you know, the question is, did you DJ at one time?
Oh yeah, I used to DJ. I used to box. I used to do graffiti. Like, that's where the name Deep Freeze came from. Like, you know, yeah, you know, like, you gotta remember K Slade. His name was Dez. Like, he was this big graffiti king. That was the thing back in the days. You know what I'm saying? I was DJ Deep Freeze. I mean, I used to be Deep Freeze. I used to tag that up. Then the DJing era came out. I was DJing. I turned into DJ Deep Freeze. You know what I'm saying? Then there was a little Boston era, and the name just fit. And then I started rapping a little bit. Then I went to jail. You know, I came back. I'm still using the name. You know? Yeah.
Wow.
So what's the history with that name?
Nah, man, this is just amazing, man, because, you know what I'm saying, I know a lot of people know you behind the scenes, right, but to actually, like, you know, just hear, you know, your story is just, like, really amazing, because a lot of people look up to you, a lot of people respect what you do, fam.
Wow, that's beautiful, man. I work hard for this, you know. It's a lot of haters out there, I got to say. It's a lot of haters. There's a lot of blockers. You know, everybody come at you with smiles. Everybody act like they're your friends. But you got to lock yourself in the house and you got to study, you know. Like, I came home and I studied Final Cut Pro. I bought this web design program called Dreamweaver. And I built my own site, subzeroworld.com, you know. The DVD, I learned how to edit. I learned how to do my own artwork. I learned everything myself. Everything was in-house, just sitting in the home. You know, anything you want to learn is out there. You know, You can't look for help. You got to go get it. The help will come find you.
Wow. Wow. And since we talk about entrepreneurship, you know, each and every Wednesday, so that's you know, being self-sufficient is one of the key points when it comes to business. And you didn't even get to school, and you just sat there, and you sat there. That took a lot of discipline right there, Freeze.
Yeah.
To do that,
yeah,
I mean, like
Kay thought the camera that I asked him to get me was gonna cost about $1,000. My camera costed $4,500, so I had to sit there and learn it, and I messed up a lot of good footage learning it, but I learned it. I bought the self tutorial, and then you know, I had to actually get a editing software, Final Cut Pro, and and every DVD I sold went right back into buying equipment. And, you know, my second DVD was with Buffy the Body on the cover. And since that DVD, I ain't never looked back. I went and invested all this money in my equipment, bought all my MacBook Pros, bought all my G5s, bought everything that I have now from that second DVD featuring Buffy. So shout out to Buffy the Body. She really made some difference.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. Up to bat. Up to bat, I know E got something to say to you. Ebony, you there, boo?
Yes, how you doing, D. Priest?
How you feel, Ebony?
I'm feeling good, thank you. My question is to you, can you let our listeners know how important it was? I mean, I see that you're basically self-taught. So someone who's getting ready to come into the game and they're wanting to do something similar to what you're doing, like, what advice would you give them?
I say go get you an HD camera. They're cheap now. You can get one for $200, and that's an iFlip Mino. It's shooting HD. It's only $200. Get you an HD camera and get you a real editing system, which is Final Cut Pro and or Avid. But you need a top-notch editing system. You just got to invest some money in yourself. You got to sit down. You got to get yourself tutorials. Lock yourself in the house for 2 months. You're not going to miss nothing. Ain't nothing out there. Just teach yourself. And now you got a trade under your belt that you taught yourself. So if your DVDs don't work, you can always edit for pay, edit for hire, you know?
Definitely.
So,
thank you.
And the good thing about it, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money in editing. A lot of people are looking for great editors, and Final Cut Pro actually, you know, for him to self-teach himself, you know, at most colleges, you know how much they cost for that program to be taught to you? He can actually teach somebody and get paid, too. You can teach somebody and get and teach them hands-on, you know?
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, so.
And then the getting the footage, you know, the advice I got to give is, be different. Always shock your audience. Shock your audience. That's why I got fights. I got rap beef. I'm in the strip club. I got squirters. I got swallowers. You know, I got anything that's going to shock you into looking at my DVD. It's going to, whatever I got on my DVD is going to set you talking, and everybody's going to buy it just to see that. So look for that good stuff. You know, anything that's garbage, you know, keep it in the garbage. But get yourself some substance. Find your lane. My lane is with the strippers and rap beef. You know, I like that. I got a new appreciation for women since I've been in jail. So, you know, that's my lane, the girls and the rap beefs. Then we got all types of talent out there. We got a group called the Bartenders. These guys are actually chin-up guys, and they're amazing with it. It's like chin-ups and gymnastics. You know, we got some professional street fighters. We got street fights on the DVD. You know, it's a mixture of everything, and that's what makes my DVDs hot. So for those upcoming in the game, get that good footage.
That's what's up. And I'm going to go ahead and throw it to Google. You there, Google?
Yeah. What's good, Sub-Zero D-Freeze, man? We appreciate you right now, man.
Oh, man, thanks for the love, man.
Yeah, and I just basically want to say, man, everything you said just now, man, if everybody can't get motivated by what you just drew up as your story, man, I mean, something wrong with it, man. I mean, I'm just appreciating what I hear right now. I'm a little enlightened myself because I got a strong background in HTML programming, so I just enjoyed everything you said about getting it in and doing what you got to do. So that make your networking skills stronger, man. So all y'all that's listening, man, get on point with us tonight, man. Good luck,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, it's like, you know, like everything I learned was because somebody hated, you know. I tried to get my DVD covers done, and I was paying a guy to do my DVD covers. And he actually held my project up because a bigger name came at him. I said, oh, yeah, so out of anger, I went and bought Photoshop and made myself learn it, so now I do my own DVD covers. I was sending stuff to these websites, these popular websites, and they one of the guys, they always steal my footage, but one of the guys says, what's in it for us now? After 6 or 7 months of stealing my footage and putting it on the site, he wants me to pay him now. I said, okay, you know what? I went and bought Dreamweaver. I studied it, and now I got my own site. You know what I mean? So everything is, you know, so you gotta take the negative energy and make it a positive. And, you know, nobody can hold you back once you're your own army.
Yeah, that's true.
Really right.
And you know what? You know what? He never lied about that, because that's the problem with a lot of people nowadays, is because they're not self-sufficient, and the situation happens where you got people that steal your material or say, I don't know how to do a website, even for some of these models. Oh, I want a website done. But once you get the permission to another person to do it, they either steal your content, they might lock you out your own site, you know, because you don't got control of it, because you don't know nothing about it. So
yeah,
the good thing about it, I learned the hard way. I found that out when I first started in the game, you know. So, hey, I really commend you, Freeze, for doing what you're doing, seriously.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, anybody can do it. Like, whatever you want to do, there's a how-to program to learn it. It's easy now. Sit down, master your trade, and go get that paper. Because I'm the king of my game right now. All the other DVDs fell off. They stopped. They gave up. Because, you know, they spread it too thin. They paying, you know, they got a 20-man team. I'm my own army. I pay myself. You feel me? So that's why I'm still out there. It's a recession. Money's hard right now. They cameraman left them. Their editor left them. Their graphic artist left them. You know, their clothes is getting raggedy, so they can't rap to the girls. They can't get no girls. You know, everything, you know, everything is leaving them now because they had to pay for all it. And this is a new. I'm gonna say like this: the right way is to have everybody do it for you. This way you can breathe and do better things. But it's a new era right now where you have to wear many hats to become successful because of the recession. And this is just the new way. This is what I feel.
That's what it is. I mean, you're a one-stop shop. But you know what? I got to ask you, because you had my peoples on there. You had Lethal Lips, and we had her on the show, man. Tell us about that shot when, you know, we seen the, I don't know, I think that might have been 18 inches or 16.
Man, yeah, we can curse on here. We can curse. Can
yeah.
we curse?
On a Wednesday,
yeah,
do what you do.
Nah, see, I always look for unique talent. Like, if you watch my DVDs, I got squirters. I got all types of people on there. So when I found out that she could swallow 18 inches, it blew my mind. She swallowed 18 inches and got a whole hand, a whole human hand in her ass. And then at the end of all that, she takes that hand off, takes that hand out her rectum, and get the hand down to the wrist in her mouth. I can't even get my fingers to my first knuckles in my down my throat. Like, I can't, like... Lethal List is amazing. She's amazing all the way around.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why they call her
Lethal List. No, I was just at a show with her in Long Island, and this girl
mm-hmm.
wasn't putting the hand in her ass right. So she said, look, mm-hmm. anybody, come here. I need a hand. And she picked the biggest guy in the club. With a hand so huge. I said, did you see the size of his hand? He said, I don't care what size the hand is. Get it in there. And that man got his hand in her ass. So she's elastic. She's like Plastic Woman or something.
Wow. You
yeah,
know I'm going to call
amazing.
Her. I'm going to call her. I'll be like,
no,
what are you
no.
doing?
Check this out. Better yet, the footage is going to be on the next DVD. Man gets his whole
what?
Hand down to the wrist in her ass. Sub-Zero. It's going to be on the next
wow.
DVD.
She said she's gonna be. She said she just put on. She told me she's gonna be performing somewhere. I think in New Jersey or something, doing something and
yeah,
whatever.
Anybody,
but yo,
anybody
I
who
all I know. Go ahead.
No, I said anybody who wants to see a show, they need to see Lethal Lips, man. She squirt water out her
yes.
pussy like a whale, like she got sick. And then the trick that I was trying to get was. She could put a ping pong in her pussy and shoot it out like a pitch, and she was gonna have somebody hit it with a bat, right? She's gonna play baseball with a vagina, like it's
oh my
it's crazy.
God!
She can actually swallow a banana, and when she spit it up, the peel would be off it. Like
wow.
yeah, she's amazing. She could peel a banana with her throat some kind of way. I don't know how she do it, but she could take the peeling off the banana. And a banana, when she spit it up, it'll come out whole. It won't be broken at all. It'll come out like a peeled banana.
Yo, please just kill me now.
Yo, she's amazing.
Yep. Y'all need to pick up a Sub-Zero DVD, because...
Actually, your Lethal List is on it.
You know, but you know what? You know what? We had her on the show, though. I call she my boo, though. I love her to death. She's a real sweet person, but she's definitely talented with what she do. I don't knock nobody what they do. She's very talented in what she does. And besides that, she's also educated, too. So, If y'all listened to the show last time, y'all know she told her about, you know, she actually went to college and all that stuff. So, you know, and she actually owned her own salon and everything like that. And she still does lashes sometimes when she feel like it. But that girl can mm-hmm. do some amazing things.
Yeah,
and if you didn't see that footage that I was telling you about the 18-inch joint, y'all need to pick up a Sub-Zero DVD and you'll find out. Exclusive.
Yeah, it's definitely on that Sub-Zero Snow Bunny or that Cold War. I forgot which one it was, but I think it's the Snow Bunny edition. She's on there going in.
Yeah.
Might be the Cold
crazy,
War. Pick up
crazy.
Both of them.
Hey, Freeze, man, tell us about the new joints that's coming out. Tell us about the new DVD that's coming out and some of the people that might be on it and stuff like that, fam.
Oh, we got Papoose is definitely on it. It's the Bucky Naked shoot. All the girls is naked. Titties out. It's going to be bananas. You know, they're going to blur
wow.
it out for the video, but on Sub-Zero,
yeah.
I don't blur nothing out. So it's going to be crazy. Papoose Bucky Nicky video. We're going to have Jada Kiss behind the scenes, and we got all the girls there. I'm the girl man, you know what I'm saying? We want to see the chicks. We want to see the best, the hottest chicks in New York City and above. They all on Sub-Zero. I got who? Jada? Who else I got on here? Oh, man. I'm going to have Mano, Jada. The list goes on. Jay Hood is coming back. Jay Hood, ex-D-Block member, he's going in.
Yeah, we had him on the show not too long ago. That shit.
Oh, wow, that's what's cool, up, man.
We like Jay Hood, man. He a good dude, man, for real. Good dude.
Yeah, Jay Hood is cool, man. He just messed up. I think that, you know, 50's the Sun Tzuist, you know what I mean? 50 done infiltrated and get some shit done. I don't know. 50 is terrible, man.
Oh, man.
He likes drama.
I don't know, man. He likes drama.
The new DVD will be called SubZeroWorld.com edition. That's the name of it, the SubZeroWorld.com. Trying to blow up the spider. Yeah. So that's sub, the numeral zero world.com.
That's what's up, man. Put your Twitter out there and the website and all that stuff for the people, man.
Yeah, my Twitter is DJ Deep Freeze. That's DJ DeepFreeze. My MySpace is the same. The website is SubZero, the numeral zero, world.com. Log on to see all the honeys. Go to my honey section and see all the girls. I got all the honeys. I upload pictures daily. See the honeys. The video section, you get to see the exclusive videos. You know, it's going to be like, I just started it. So after this next DVD come out to let the world know that it exists, I'm going to be wrecking with World Star.
I'm gonna be a superstar.
Man, everybody is playing World Star. Now you know why? Because you got, it's like these guys was putting my videos up there at one time, and then you know, and you go there, you used to see a whole bunch of Sub-Zero. But when I send them a video to put on, like I might try to promote a party. So I might give him an exclusive video, but at the end of the video it says Sub-Zero release party August 12th. Somebody got the problem with that over there. They want me to pay for that. But I'm like, hold on. You'll take all my footage all day. Now here's some footage that I want to promote something, and y'all won't take it. You're talking about what's in it for y'all. All right, I'll show you.
Wow.
I'm going to build my own site, and y'all better not have my footage up there no more, or we're going to take it into some gangster shit. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel. You know, like, you can steal my footage all day, stop my DVD sales, but when I give you footage, so, you know, and it's exclusive footage, you want me to pay for it, so don't use none of my footage. And I don't need you. I'll build my own site.
Wow, that's crazy.
So, a lot of people feel like, you know, feel some kind of way, like, you know, we build our own site, so now they got competition. They got dudes coming at their neck. But I'm not going to have everything that they have. You know, they put anything on there. My stuff is just going to be exclusive stuff. You know what I mean?
Now, you definitely do be having exclusive material, fam. Yeah, I know. Shout out to my homeboy, Doggy Diamonds, out there, Force DVD. He and World Star going head-to-head, too. Everybody.
Yeah. And this is what I got to say to the cameraman. I never understood the logic of breaking your neck to go out there and get footage, to stand in the middle of a fight, a shootout, or in the middle of a party just to run home and give your footage to World Star for free. I don't understand that. Like, you're not making nothing out of it. You get nothing out of it. You just want to be the first to say, look, I put that out first. You know, I can't understand that. There's just no logic in that. You know what I'm saying? That's why, you know, like when you see a Sub-Zero DVD, you can believe that every inch of that footage is going to be exclusive.
That's what's up. I see my girl Chocolate China Doll up there and stuff.
Well, China Doll going to be featured on the next one. She's going to be in the thongs. It's going to be crazy. You got to see Chocolate China Doll. She's going to represent on the next Sub-Zero.
Oh, That's my girl right there, man. She always be at the joints we be at Seth Black joint when we out there in Queens and stuff, man. That's my girl right there. She's definitely a yummy.
Yeah, she gonna be featuring in my new magazine too. I got a magazine coming out called Fat Puff. That's PHAT Puff. I know it sounds like cereal, but when you see it, it's gonna blow your mind because I got the Fat Puff in there for real.
I understand, man. So what's up with the girls that, like, cause I deal with a couple of different models and stuff. I got the Little Lust Girls International. You know what I'm saying? Me and Google definitely promoting that with the different bras. So if I want to slide, you know, a female around your way, like, you know, what does a person need to do if they need to submit their pictures and stuff, man?
Yeah, you can send a picture freeze@subzeroworld.com. That's my email. My other email is djdfreeze@yahoo. Just send a pic. You know, if she looks good, I'm gonna blow up. I'm gonna get it. You know, I'm gonna get her on the DVD. It all depends on what she can do too. You know, because some girls are just pretty, but they empty inside. You know what I'm saying? They ain't got no special talents. You know, they got to be able to do something. You know, do something. Do some gymnastics. Do something. You feel me? Like, you know, because I got girls that look good. So I take them to the Lloyd Banks video shoot. I'm also a casting director. I'm the guy that they call to bring the girls to these videos. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. I get the call, be like, yo, Joel Santana video, bring some girls. I email like 300 girls. But some girls are just pretty. They can't dance. They can't move. All they can do is stand there and look pretty. You know, some of them ain't got no talent. You got to have some talent. What can you do? You sing, you rap, you dance, you're a freak. You know, what can you do? You know, so it got to be more than just look.
So listen up, girls. If you're out there, you said you got to have a talent, man. So if you don't got a talent, then it sucks to be you. But if you got a talent, I suggest that you go ahead and send him an email. And what's that email again, Freeze? You said DJ Deep Freeze @yahoo.com?
Yeah, DJ Deep Freeze @yahoo or freeze@subzeroworld.com. But DJ Deep Freeze @yahoo is easy to remember. You hit me there.
Real talk, man. So, ladies, don't be coming at me and saying, yo, I want to get, hey, he already told you, so you better come with me with a talent.
Yeah, ladies, now check this out. I got, see, this girl's like Lethal Lips out there. She's amazing. You know, we got squirters out
That's
there.
That's my girl.
I got some girls that could actually set their vagina on fire, set it on fire. Like, that's bug. Like, I'm going to bring them in the next DVD, too. You know, but then, you know, you ain't got to go to that extreme. Just be able to dance. Have a plan B in your talent. You feel what I'm saying? Like, because it's more than just standing there looking pretty.
Wow. I'm still wondering about this vagina on fire, man. That sounds like it hurt.
I don't know how they do it, but they light their vagina. That thing go boof. But it don't burn this time. So I'm gonna get it on camera for y'all though. I'm gonna get it on camera.
Yo, say that again. It goes what again? Say that again.
Yeah, it goes up.
Oh man, I gotta see that, man. You gotta get that footage, man. I gotta see this. This is crazy right there, yo. Word up, man. This is exactly why his stuff definitely sells, man, because he get exclusive stuff. So, but just the other thing I wanted to ask you, Freeze, man, when it comes to just business in general, what are the top things that you definitely, you know, need to put out there for the people and just for upcoming people trying to get into the videotography or just getting a music business or any type of line of business? What are your top three things that people need to do and have?
I got to say, don't depend on anybody. Nobody's going to give you nothing in this world. They're not going to give it to you. You're going to pay some kind of way. If it ain't in cash, you're going to pay in aggravation. You're going to pay. So know what you want to do. Go out there and get the knowledge. The knowledge is on the internet. All you got to do is go to YouTube and press how to anything, you know. And learn what you have to do. Master it yourself. You don't got to go to school. You ain't got to pay nobody. Just sit home, master it, and then go ahead and do it. Now, it's going to be a lot of potholes and obstacles. It's going to seem like you're going nowhere. but just don't stop. If you never stop, it's going to work. Like, I mean, if you got a magazine and they said it was whack, my first DVD was whack. Like, you know what I'm saying? My first DVD was whack. I edited it myself. I jumped out there. But that criticism made me lock in and get better. I never stopped. Now I'm at the top of a dying game. But I'm getting ready to jump ship into this internet. Now I'm gonna study. I got different trades under my belt. You see what I'm saying? Now, you know, from studying web design to editing to graphic arts, I got trades. I'll never fall off. Because somebody needs something edited. Somebody needs their website done. And somebody always needs graphic design. But the number one rule is don't stop. Master your trade and don't stop.
Yeah, that's some real talk right there. Ebony, you got some final thoughts with Freeze?
Freeze, I understand that you're doing everything all exclusive. So I wanted to know, as far as like community events or any type of charities, are you involved in any of those, giving back to the youth?
I say we do a project day, like, every year. Well, K-Slay, right? And we got a project day that we give back. We usually bring rappers. Like, K-Slay bring all the big rappers. I bring all the exotic models. Like, you know, last year we had Lethal Lips. And this year I plan to bring Pinky and all. You know, these girls and stuff people don't see, the kids don't see. You know, they ain't going to be raunchy. We know it's kids, but, you know. K bring the rappers, I bring the models. And we always give back that way. Like, they got a celebrity basketball game, then the projects involved in that way. But other than that, no. I need to.
That's what's up.
Well,
that's
what's up. That's good, the things that you do. At least you are, you know, involving kids, letting them know there's other avenues, you know.
Oh, yeah, I told them,
you know, what it is that they're doing.
Yeah, I got a little TV show that I let the kids get on. You know, I shoot their little rap videos like that. Give them hope. And I tell them don't stop. Always tell them stop all talking about all the killing and all that. Like, that ain't gangster. You know, that's idiots, you know. Like, I tell them, you know, just tone down the cursing. If y'all want to make it, stay focused, you know. I try to help the kids out around the way. And don't sell crack. Yeah, there's no future in crack. I always tell these guys, I don't sell crack. I feel crack. You know what I'm saying? I feel them fatties. But that's the only crack I'm going to be feeling on. Like, crack is whack. It's no future in that. You're going to jail. Your friend is going
right.
to tell on you. It's like, there's no future
right.
in selling drugs. It's whack. And it's too easy now. Like, we, you know, look at me. I'm building my own web. I've never in a million years thought I can build a web page. Like, I understand it now. It's not Japanese no more. You know what I'm saying?
Have you ever thought about going to schools and maybe speaking or doing some mentoring or even getting little young high school interns that might be like in the streets to show them an opportunity where they can make some legal money, whether it's to teach them how to edit or how to build a website, since you know and you can teach somebody else? I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, a lot of people been dropping that in my ear. And I actually got this workout group called the Bartenders. This is not my group. I know them. And they actually go to these schools and they teach and get paid by the Board of Education pretty good. You know, they sit down in it and they have a workout session and they have a intellectual session with the kids. But, yeah, that would be nice. I look forward to doing something like that.
Yeah, that would be great, you know, learning from, from them, learning from your experience, you know. You actually, because, you know, most of the kids, because I teach high school sometimes, I teach high school during the day. So teaching them and talking to them, you know, most of the kids, you know, that they're in high school, they're basically like, well, if they look at a teacher that kind of look like they got a silver spoon in their mouth or look like they just so too good to be true, they don't want to listen to them. They want to listen to the person that actually been there, done that, you know, been in the streets, done that, but they've changed their life. So somebody like you can, you know, actually, you know, touch them versus somebody that's, you know, always in the church all the time and this, that, and the third.
Right.
You know, they're not trying to hear that.
Right. Yeah. You know? They can identify more with you.
Yeah.
Yep. I would love to do that, though. This is new generation. Woo! Their heads are hard. I mean, they their whole mentality is rebel. You know what I'm saying? And they got a alarm system for anybody preaching. You have to sneak it in some kind of way without you can't look like you're telling them anything because they already know. That's why Cam made up that thing. You know, before I ask you a question, I'd be like, you already know. You remember that saying? You already know. You know, after you tell a person something like, you do it this way, but you already know. You know, you gotta throw that in because if they feel you teaching them something, they'll clam up. So you gotta say, you know, you already know, or you gotta start the sentence with, you already know. This is how you do it, but you know that, you know, you gotta say that.
Yeah, definitely, that's true. Google, you got some final thoughts with our boy Freeze?
Oh yeah, absolutely, man. I enjoyed this interview tremendously, and follow us on Twitter, man, because, you know, my vision's kind of crazy right now just by hearing the interview. I got a creative, you know, energy going on right now. So I could definitely see the Sub-Zero Lush Girls International combo promo thing going on. So we want to support the website wholeheartedly, man. Get up on the videos and the content. I got a Gmail, futureguru100@gmail. I'm going to send you some business info, and let's get it in, man. Word.
Oh, man, no doubt, man.
That's my final thoughts, man. We on the same page right now with this web design, this HTML. We got the same background. I want to get involved with the workout program you just mentioned. I'm telling you, I'm all ears right now. I'm like Gumbo right now with the big ears, but I ain't got big ears. I'm good.
<That's>
Let's do this joint, man. We're going to get it in, man.
That's what it is. I just want to say it's an honor. I'm proud of you, Freeze, and I'm going to definitely talk to you on offline, but I'm really proud of everything that you're doing, you know, because you're self-contained. You know, you are the testimony of, you know, diligence and determination, and, you know, discipline can take you a long way. And you solely own your business, and you're an African-American young man, and you're doing your thing. You know, and nobody can take that away from you. You know, either way, if you stop doing DVDs, you can always edit or you can always teach. You know, so you already built a platform for yourself, and I'm definitely, definitely proud of you, and I hope nothing but success for you in everything that you do, honestly.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that a whole lot. Yeah, thank you all for this interview, too.
That's what's up, man. We definitely want you to come back on the show, maybe, you know, suggest some music or, you know, while out with us on a Friday when we got the Hot or Not music. We want your honest opinion about stuff. And, you know, I'm back and forth in New York, so hopefully one day, you know, you can get us on Lush Radio on Sub-Zero DVD one day. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. You're talking about you got some Lush models. Hell yeah. Let's make it happen. Let's make it happen. I like the way that sounds, Lush models. Woo! Crazy.
Yeah, we're going to get that popping with you, man. Definitely get that cracking, and definitely going to hit you up. Make sure you follow me back on Twitter, all of us. You know what I'm saying? Lush Radio Online, Ebenisha, and Future Guru 100, and Cookie. I'm following you right now, so hopefully you follow me back, man, for real.
Okay, no doubt. I sure will.
That's what's up, man. And tell Kay I said we said hi at Lush Radio Online. Well, I might text him, but anyway, either way, that's what it is, man. I appreciate you, fam. That's what's
right.
up.
Y'all take care. Same.
You too.
Peace. That's what it is, man. Yo, he's a good dude, man. Definitely like him, man, for real. You know?
Definitely.
Very humble dude, man, because you know what? With all the people that he has interviewed, I mean, he's interviewed, like, the top-name people, you know, he could be cocky if he wanted to, but he's not. He's very
right.
humble dude, good
right.
dude, and you know what I'm saying? And even like I said, when we had Kay on it, very good dude. And, I mean, both of them are good dudes, so I'm really, like, proud of what he's doing. And the fact that he even said that, you know, he started all of this and sat there and self-contained himself to do everything that he was supposed to do to make
exactly.
a progressive business. is great, you know. And shout out to Kay, you know what I'm saying, for, you know, believing in what he's doing and gave him a camera, man. And he just took it to the next level, man. For real, that's what it is, man.
Man, I just want to say one thing. I'm looking at what he said, like what you just said, Lester. That's what it is, man. We saw a potential in our own people to invest in them, man. If you can't go ahead and show somebody that you got some initiative, some drive, ambition, they're not going to invest in you. I mean, so why would a brother like Kay Slate invest in Sub-Zero or invest? And like I said, that's what it is. That's what you're realizing at this point in the game. When you listen to our show, it's an investment, man, because like I said before, we could charge $200 for the show. They used to do that 10 years ago before you could walk in the door. You pay to go to these events, man. We here for y'all right now, so support us, man. Get the shirts. Lush Girls International. Y'all know what it is. We appreciate the Retweet Squad and Lush Radio Online. And this is the core. This is the core group, man. Now, guess who on board? Wow. Guess who on board? Wow. You just got off the phone. Well, we appreciate it, man. We appreciate it, man. I love that Sub-Zero interview right now. I'm feeling the interview, man. It's all love right there. It's real.
I like the way how our guests always come on and they just so real. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, they don't have no problem telling you where they came from and how they got to where they are now. That's what I really appreciate about all our guests. You know, they keep it so real.
I definitely appreciate the humbleness because, you know, almost like most interviews, like, you know, everybody's like focused on like the negativity and stuff like that, and, you know, we try to get the parts of people that most people don't get to see. Like, I don't even think half people even knew that, you know, that you know, he was self-contained and taught himself all of that. Like, I mean, that's amazing, and that takes a lot of discipline, and I'm definitely proud of what he is doing, you know, starting his own business, teaching himself, and right now he has a skill that he can instill in somebody else and teach. You know, he can either teach as a mentor, or he can either teach and get money. Or, you know what I'm saying, he can teach for money, or he can just edit for money, either way, you know, if he starts a DVD. So he has something to fall back on. And besides that, he learned how to do graphics and create web design, you know.
Exactly.
So, you know, so. But definitely,
you mean definitely, let your hater be your motivator.
You know, and that's the truth. And the other thing I say is consistency. He stayed consistent. You know, the times the DVD era from a lot of people that came out, he's actually stayed consistent, you know. And Kay Slate definitely co-signs him hard body and definitely rocks with him hard. So I definitely, you know, appreciate everything that he got going on. Seriously. And definitely, like I said, man, shout out to D-Freeze, man. Make sure you guys are following him, DJ D-Freeze on Twitter and Roo Spitz on Twitter. Definitely two good dudes doing their thing. And, you know, we always try to support artists and businessmen in their endeavors. And, Ebony, some of your top points for the people out there that are trying to get into business.
Some of the top points for people getting ready to get into business, as I always say, you must research first, because when you go bring your idea to somebody, you know, you need to know what you're talking about, because someone can lead you down the wrong path without knowing. So if you got a whole bunch of money and no information and no know-how to, you know, to get it done, then you're just a fool with cash. So definitely do your research and build your team. You know, you got to have somebody to believe in you.
Definitely.
Even though Freeze is self-taught, he still didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? He still didn't do it alone, you know? He has people that believe in him, that allows him to actually come there and shoot the, you know, the DVDs. So you definitely have to build your team. That's important. Somebody that believes in you, that can either invest in you or, you know, give you some good networking with you, good network.
Remember your network is your network.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Know how to represent mm-hmm. yourself, definitely. Because the business that you're representing is yourself. So that's just a few of them. I'll go ahead and finish out.
Ladies, I just want to go on, and what I heard tonight is just like amazing. It was enlightening. Both our guests. This seemed like we was on for like 3 hours tonight, 4 hours tonight, because we got so much information. And I'm out in the street. You know, I'm at the studio right now. I'm usually on Twitter live. The last live one I did was Lou Spitz, but I'm kind of tied up, jammed up. So I'm winging it like Lush was on the road, but. Not for nothing, man. We got to really remember to get a business plan. So since this is my favorite part of the show, I appreciate Lush Radio Online. I appreciate Cookie, the whole team. And I really just want to say I am available for y'all. Hit me up on Twitter, FutureGuru100. It's about having and starting your business plan. I will give you a consultation, and I will rock out with you over the phone, get you familiar with what we about to do. Your plan will be written by the time you're done with me, and if the price is right. So just hit me up on the Twitter, on the DM, or the Gmail. Act like you know. Just like I said, you already know. I'm using what we learned tonight. Like, you already know how to use the email. Don't let nothing stop you from getting your business plan. I'm available for it. And I'm about 30% less right now. I can't even get into the price without could be charging y'all, man. But knock it off. When you hear something and sound right, go with it. If it don't sound right, don't mess with it, man. I don't even want to curse because of the caliber of the guests we had tonight, including Ruth Spencer, Sky High ENT. Get on our level, man. Me and Killer Slooty been doing this for a long time. Shout out to Killer Slooty. And it's about networking, knowing what to do. And his page got banged on and hacked, and he rocking with more followers than y'all already again. He doing it all over. So don't look at things like, his network is still strong. So get it together, man. This is real. This is real. Killer Slooty. Shout out to Killer Slooty, my brother, always from all this Sky High Entertainment, Roots Spitz, this guest in this. And we go from what's bigger? What's bigger is DJ Deep Freeze being on the show with us tonight. And I'm already rocking with Sky High Hard Body and Roots Spitz for over a year. So y'all just get it together and don't jump all over the place, man. Be yourself. Stay true to yourself, man. I'm urban to all day. And go ask around Killer Kel or Soup. That's it, man. I'm here. And I love everybody out here, man. Just stay to your guns, man. Stick to your guns and keep your team strong, man. It's business.
That's what's up. We got some callers on the line. I got a caller from the 347. 347, you there? 347,
hello?
You there? What's up, 347?
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
I just came on. I was off and on. So I was just,
awesome.
I don't know, Lush Radio.
That's what's up. Who's this right here with the beautiful voice?
Yo, you stupid. This is Cousin.
Stupid.
Yo, Cousin.
What up,
man? Hello, everybody out there.
What up, Cuzzo?
What's up, Cuzzo?
So, Cuzzo, what you have? You got any advice for people out there? You know, because you're a businesswoman. You know, dealing with corporate America. You got any key points for the people? Or how do you feel about the show in general, all around? How you feel about it?
About the show you had tonight.
Uh huh. And also give us some key points about business.
But I just joined the show, so I don't know. Like, the only thing I heard pretty much was somebody giving advice about key points of business. So I only could talk on that because I really didn't hear the show tonight. I was off and on.
Okay.
But if I only had to give one point about business, it would definitely be to understand what your business is and to have a blueprint, you know, because before you get investors and shareholders, like, you got to know what you're talking about. You got to know what you're presenting. You have to know what purpose is going to serve them, what would make them want to invest in you, how is it going to benefit them. You really have to have yourself together, and it's a blueprint, you know, in the beginning. If you want to, you get your staff and all that, but you got to have a blueprint that's, okay, this is where I go from A to Z, this is how I want to do it, and this is how we're going to get it done, and this is how it's going to help the people that want to invest. You know, it has to be appealing. You can't just say, okay, we want to do this to serve this, but if I want to put $1 million into something, why? What am I going to get out of it? What, you know, how does it benefit me? And that's what a lot of people want to know when they put their money into something, you know. So mm-hmm. I would definitely say just straight up, like I reiterating it, just have a blueprint, what you want to do, know your work, and research could be from people. It could be from your own education. Learn the business, learn it, master your trade, and then pretty much, you know, take it forward. I mean, and once you do that, like, you're not always going to get yeses, but somebody will say yes at some point. So that's pretty much how I say. So I have a blueprint.
Tima, I got another question since you, because, you know, you deal with accounts and you deal with a lot of corporate accounts and stuff. The question is, you know, when they talk about, you know, projections, sometimes, you know, in the business plan, they ask for projections and stuff like that of how much money and stuff like. Can you explain that to the people? Because some people don't, you might not know what a projection is. Can you explain that to the people when they, you know, in the midst of writing their business plans and stuff like that?
Well, when you are, let's say, if you're given some type of funding or you're, whatever it be, from the federal, from a corporation, whatever the case may be, when you have the projections out there, you're pretty much saying, okay, this is what I expect my business expenditures, this is what it's going to cost me to run my business, meaning this is what it's going to cost me to have people, this is my payroll, this is what, for me to run the radio, like just for example, a radio station, this is how much my microphone is going to cost, this is how much, you know, you're going to put down all your expenses throughout, let's say on average, it usually be like 3 years. What you're projecting your expenses to be, what you're projecting your revenue to be at a certain point in time. So that's pretty much what it is. It's like a budget. You know what I'm saying? It's a budget's actual, more or less. You know, this is what I'm budgeting. This is what I'm actually spending year to year. Or this is how much I'm actually receiving year to year. So that's pretty much what it is. When you think about it, it's like revenue expenses, like a P&L, an income statement. You know, it tells your profit and losses. That's what it is. But it's over a certain period of time. It could be quarterly. It could be usually, you know, people have a quarterly. It could be yearly. But when you, if you want something for, like, let's say you're trying to get some funding for a year, usually you have to do it by quarter. So by quarter, this is what we project us to have certain expenses. This is how much we plan on earning. This is how much money we need in order to run our business. That's how that works.
Did you guys take a pen and a pad and write that down? That's what I'm trying to say.
I don't think they've got information like that. I don't care if you even go online. I don't care if you Google it. Like, we got it live for y'all. So even if you want to get at me to get the best of Lush Radio interviews, I mean, this is classically one of them, Code. So you can just hit us up. Hit up Lush Radio online. And you can listen to, because we on demand. And we appreciate that information just now that we got to, because that is perfect the way she just said that. And she broke it down like you was about to pay $500 for that, man. Come on, man. I don't understand people missing this money, man. This is, yo, it's money talking to y'all. Whoever tuned in, I don't really play too much on with y'all, man, but, like, get it together, man. I don't even like coming out like that, like I'm preaching either, man. But it's really real, the difference between what's money and what's not money. Right here, this money. So stop playing with it all, man. Let it ride, man. Guardians, man. Guardians.
That's what it is. And real talk, if you guys are looking for, you know, consulting when it comes to your projections, and you know, or you just need accounting advice or anything like that, y'all need to holler at my cousin. See, when you want to put that email out there for the people, just in case if they need some, you know, accounting advice or anything like that.
Okay, well, my name is Fatima, FATEMIA.Richardson@gmail.com, or you can find me on Facebook. My name is Boss, B-O-S-S, Lady, L-A-I-D-I. And if I don't get back in contact with you, like, within 24 hours, does not mean that I'm going, you know, that I ignored your email or whatever, or your, you know, if you send me a message, I'll contact you within, like, at least 72 hours. So that's it. And shout out to Lush Radio.
That's what it is. That's my cousin right there. She be dropping them jewels, man.
I be asking her for advice about stuff, man. I love her to death, man. Shout out to Brooklyn. Brooklyn. Shout out to Brooklyn. That's my cousin, man.
Let's get more chicken wings. Let's get more chicken wings, cuzzo. You already know.
Hey, Tima, hey, you hear Guru?
Let's get more chicken wings, cuzzo. No, I'm down with that. Picking everybody up. Shout out to AK Chop. Those chicken wings woke up AK Chop. Yo, it's an inside Marcy joke. We love Marcy Project. This is how we rock it, man. We come to Marcy and we love him, man. Cousin, let's get some more chicken wings.
What's the wing?
Heard up. She know. She already know.
You already know.
Listen, man. DJ D Free set the standard. You already know. You already know.
All right. All right. That's crazy.
They
I think my boy from Boston still on the line. Hey, Bugsy, you still on the line with us, Bugs?
Rocking with you.
Bugsy, you
know? Yeah. I think he was trying to hit me earlier. That might have been me with the wind. I was on the move. I didn't expect you to bring me into the line like that. So that might have been, I was busting the move right quick, Mom. But yeah, that might
Let's blame me for that. Yeah, let's blame me for that. But it's all good. I don't know why Lus blame me for that. She know I be working on the truck, B. But I don't know why Lus blame me for that. Yo, that's good looking, yo. Give me your Gmail, son. Yo. Hold up. Give me your Gmail, son.
Oh, therealbugsy13@gmail.com.
Real Bugsy.
Hey, yo, this Google is crazy, son. Word up. Bugsy, put your Twitter out there and all that, man, for the people, man. This is my boy, Bugsy. You definitely support the show, man. He up and coming rapper on his thing, too.
Yep, that's the real Bugsy. The E in my real is the 3. I put that backwards. And the S in my Bugsy is the Z. So it's THERAL_BUGZY. And I follow back too. I'm not one of the dudes that get followers and don't follow. I follow everybody back. So if you follow me, I'm following you back.
That's what's up. That's what's up. That's what's up, my G. That's what it's about, man. Make sure you follow him back, man. And shout out to all the girls out there, man. If you got a talent, holler at me. I'll slide you over to K, and I'll slide you over to Sub-Zero. What's good? Holler at me. And Doggy Diamonds. What's good? Holler at me. You want exposure? Do you want exposure? Holler at us. Let's Radio Online. We ain't playing no games out here. We getting out of here, man. I'm out of here, man. I'm tired. I got a headache, man. Enough interviewing for me tonight. For real. Yo, shout out to my man Jay Hood. Shout out to K Slay. Shout out to Sub Zero, D Free. Shout out to everybody, man. Worldwide International, we here. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Cookie. You know what I'm saying? I'm out of here. Let's Radio Online, man. Keep doing what you're doing, man. And yo, and sometimes I feel like sometimes. Shout out to Chad Stimuli. I'm out of here. Let's Radio. Let's go.
Yeah. It's my soul. So I can say what I want. Look, sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick, sometimes I love rhyming, sometimes it gets me sick, sometimes I wanna skip.